the voice of the Saints. Zach Strief joining us now ahead of the Saints Week 12 showdown with the Carolina Panthers, who are reeling a little bit. They are at 5-5. Zach, before we get into that, I want to talk to you because I heard you and Deuce last Friday talking about the melee between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns last Thursday Night Football. Myles Garrett's suspension has been upheld, and I would imagine, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I think that was the right move from the NFL.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, you know, again, that's a pretty dramatic situation. You know, it's kind of unfortunate when you look at those and say, well, if he had missed him, you know, what would that penalty be? You know, it's kind of an odd situation in that regard because we have seen people swing helmets before. But, listen, it's something that just can't exist under any circumstances, right? It's not good for the league. It's not good for the fan base. It's not good for people watching. It's certainly not good for the guy who's getting hit in the head with a helmet. So I think it's probably the right move. I think it is unfortunate. You know, everything that I've ever read or known about Myles Garrett is that's not who he is. That's not the type of person that he is. And, you know, obviously lost his cool, and he's going to have to deal with the ramifications.
Yeah, and Zach, I was listening to you and Deuce, and this is where I kind of disagree. I think you guys felt like Mason should not have been suspended, and the reason why I can make an argument for at least a game, for just one game, is because he went back at Myles Garrett and could have, had he walked away, could have dissolved any potential of him getting a helmet swung at him. So I feel like Mason should have gotten a game.
Well, you might have misheard us. We both felt like he should have been suspended.
Okay.
And for that exact reason, too, Christian, is, you know, it's one thing to start a scrum on the ground. You don't deserve to get hit in the head with your helmet for getting in a fight with a guy on the ground. If that was the case, we'd see a lot of guys getting hit with their helmet. But it's the fact that he lost his helmet in that skirmish, and instead of de-escalating that situation, keeping his distance, or at least accepting that his teammates had separated that player from him, he went back after him. And not only do I think he should have been suspended for that, I think he should receive a lot of criticism for acting in that manner in general, because I thought it was incredibly immature of him. And then for him to kind of act like he had no hand in it after the fact was really kind of disappointing. So, you know, I don't think he's handled it well at all. And I do think he deserves the criticism that he's getting from it.
Zach, online I posted my Week 12 power rankings, and I'm sure you're rolling your eyes because I know as a player you guys really could care less about power rankings. But nonetheless, I have Baltimore 1 and the Saints at number 2. And really what's crazy, Zach, is the Saints haven't played a complete football game at their best yet this year. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, you know, I think they've played some good football games. You know, I mean, there's games where I think they played at a high level. I don't know if you've ever played your best football game, right? You know, but I think your point of, listen, there's still a lot of potential on that team, I think is completely right. I think that there is a lot of potential left in this group. You know, I think, you know, offensively there's some situational things that they can clean up. It's not like they have to become a better offense. They just need to consistently operate in the red zone at a higher level. They have to consistently operate, you know, on third down at a higher level. And I think they're totally capable of doing those things. And so I do think that there's still a lot of potential left in that group, and especially if the defense keeps playing like it has, because they've been phenomenal.
Zach, how is a guy like Mike Thomas, who every defensive coordinator, every defense makes him the focal point of stopping, how is he still able to collect 94 receptions, 1,141 yards in 10 games? How is that how is that happening?
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing to watch. It really is. I think there's a combination of things. One, you know, he's a guy that has built so much trust with his quarterback that, you know, they don't mind throwing the ball into traffic to Mike. They don't mind, you know, hey, there's two guys there, but, hey, there's a window. I know Mike's going to go and get it. So he's getting some balls that other guys won't. But I think even bigger than that, Mike is fortunate in this regard to be playing with a coach and a quarterback that have such a command of what they're doing offensively that they can manipulate defenses. And I think it's very helpful for them to have a guy like Alvin Kamara, to have guys like Taysom Hill, to have guys like Jared Cook that allow them to kind of dictate what the defense is doing, because the defense does have more problems than just Mike Thomas. It's really nice to just say, take him out of the game, right? Put three people on him. But there are other areas where people do have to be concerned, and Sean Payton is the best in the world at looking at how a defense wants to defend him and finding ways to get his players opportunities. And, you know, it really has been a master's clinic this year in game planning and play design by Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
The voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, here on Sports Talk live from Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Upcoming, the American Bank and Trust Players Show with Saints safety Saquon Hampton. And, Zach, I want to get to the Carolina Panthers. You look at them, they're 5-5. I'm sure you heard what the owner said, and he said, I'm not going to stand by mediocrity. So I'm sure that that probably energized some life into that team and certainly that coaching staff. But the production of Christian McCaffrey, I tried this on with Bobby last night. You know, Bobby sometimes, you know, wants to stand by what he stands by and is kind of somewhat unwilling to listen to the theory. But nonetheless, so Christian McCaffrey, he measures basically, Bobby says, if he goes over 100 yards in total yards, then that means he's had tremendous success. And I disagree, because he could go over 100 in total yards because of the amount of touches he's getting. So if he goes 35 touches and 110 yards, I think that's a win for the Saints in total yards.
Sure. I mean, if he's getting 35 touches and he gets 100 yards, yeah, I think you're saying that's certainly a win. You know, and more than anything, the realities of that offense right now is he's such a large percentage of the production that they're getting in general that, you know, 45%. You're cutting a substantial. Yeah, so, you know, you cut that guy down, you know, and you know, he's averaging about 150 yards a game. You get him down to 100, that's 33% of his production, of almost half of the team's production, right? So it's a substantial drop, whereas, you know, a guy that's averaging 80 yards and, you know, you cut him down in half, you know, it doesn't affect the team as a whole as much. Everything runs through Christian McCaffrey in that offense. So they're going to have their hands full. He's going to get his touches. Like I said, you can't eliminate that player from the game, especially as a running back. They're going to hand him the ball. And, man, what he's done this year has been incredible. It is absolutely staggering. I know he's on pace to break the all-time record for all-purpose yards in a season. And even more amazing than that, he's at 14 touchdowns, which would shatter every guy that is in that group, that top three of those guys. Christian McCaffrey's getting to the end zone at a much higher rate than any of them ever did. As a matter of fact, I think Chris Johnson had 12 the year that he broke the record, and Christian McCaffrey has 14 touchdowns already through 10 games. So pretty amazing what he's doing. I'm excited to watch him, but I'm really excited to see how Dennis Allen and that group, you know, look to minimize his effect on the game.
What'd you think of Nick Easton's play filling in for Andrews Pete at left guard against the Bucks?
Listen, I think he played how he played in Minnesota. You know, I thought he was very good. I was really impressed. I'll tell you this, Christian. I was really impressed with the confidence and the poise that he played with in the passing game. I think it's really hard to sit on the bench for that amount of time. He missed last season with an injury. So, you know, he hasn't walked in onto a field in a real game in a long time. And, man, he was just poised. He never looked frazzled. He played within himself. I thought he played phenomenally. He was really good in the running game and was very good in the passing game. I really think he stabilized it. And what was really great is it allowed the Saints to keep Will Clapp at tight end where he's been, where I think he's more comfortable right now, and really left them that flexibility, which became especially important when Josh Hill went out with the concussion because, you know, suddenly Will Clapp was, you know, darn near a starting tight end in that offense. So, you know, hats off to Nick. I'm excited about where he's at, and I think he showed, you know, why the Saints had faith with him in the offseason.
How's Deuce's golf bag?
I think I won this week. I think I played Geller, right? So he's not very good. I'm not very good. So it was kind of like the toilet bowl. But I do think I got a win, which was nice. I actually won. I think I won in both my leagues for the first time all season in the same week. So that's not a good record going into week 10. But, you know, that's what happened. Maybe I'm improving. I did see that you lost this week, so congratulations.
I did.
On that.
I had three players on bye, so there's an excuse.
Well, that's
not
very good managerial skills, right?
Don't talk to me about managerial skills when you got two wins, three wins maybe at best.
I think I got three now. What have you? Actually, no, I have four, so you can forget it.
Zach, who's winning the rounds of golf lately with you and Deuce, man?
I'm going to whoop Deuce in golf for a long time. But we have a lot of fun. We got to plan it out in last week. I was about 8 holes late coming to the party. Deuce blamed the loss on me completely. But listen, Deuce is getting better. He plays with much fewer golf clubs now, which is great. He looks like somewhat like he brought the normal amount of golf clubs. Not completely, but it's a lot better than the 30 that he walked out there with me on the first one. So Deuce is getting better. He's enjoying it, and it's great to see him pick up a great game like golf.
Zach, I'll leave you with this final question. Look, the Saints, obviously, they beat the Panthers. It's going to go a long way in further separation for the NFC South crown.
Yeah, listen, I think it all but seals. It might even seal the division. Maybe there's a chance. But, listen, yeah, it's the reality for the Saints is that they've got much bigger goals than winning the division, right? And they've got a lot of challenges out in front of them. I know everybody will be – certainly, you know, listen, we're all going to watch Saints game. We're not going to count those chickens before they hatch ever again, right? I think the Saints will play really well against Carolina. I think they match up really well to a team that really depends on their defensive line to make them go. But, you know, everyone's going to be watching that Green Bay-San Francisco game closely because a San Francisco win there puts us back in the driver's seat, you know, for the number one seed because we still get San Francisco to the Superdome here in a couple weeks. So, I think everything's shaping up well for him, and it's about that time of the year that it all gets real exciting.
The voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, will talk to you on game day, man. Have a good call Sunday.
All right, Christian. Thanks, buddy.
All right, you bet.